Greetings. I'm Savilla Mann, and this is Why's That?, where WMUK explores your questions about life in Southwest Michigan. Tell us what's caught your attention at WMUK.org. In 2018, by a 2-to-1 margin, Michigan voters approved Proposal 3, a ballot initiative expanding voter rights. Among other things, it legalized no-reason absentee voting, as well as the right to register to vote on Election Day at your city or township clerk's office. Rick Keenis of Kalamazoo thought same-day registration sounded like a good idea.
In terms of allowing people not to be disenfranchised in case they hadn't gotten quite coordinated.
But Rick has a friend who happens to be a former township clerk, and she voted for Proposal 3, but with reservations about same-day registration, since there's no time to verify the voter's address with a letter. Rick's friend wondered if this could lead to fraudulent registrations. When Rick asked if she'd heard about any issues since the November 2020 election,
she said, "I don't have any idea," but that seems like that's a good question.
For this story, we talked to several people who know Michigan's election system well. They said checks in the system prevent state residents from registering twice on Election Day and double voting. A registered voter who cast a ballot at their polling place, who then tried to register somewhere else and vote again, would at the latest be caught at the end of the day. An out-of-state resident who managed to vote in Michigan could certainly be caught and prosecuted as well. And they added the low payoff and high penalty for voter fraud has kept it exceedingly rare. Mark Miller is the Kalamazoo Township Clerk. He gives the example of a Michigan resident and would-be double registrant.
Let's say that the person is registered somewhere else and they've already voted somewhere else.
That is, they've already registered at a clerk's office and voted there.
So then they come to my office to attempt to fraudulently register and vote again.
Miller says he'd take that person's voter application, sit down at his computer, and call up the Qualified Voter File, or QVF. It's a statewide database of Michigan's voters. Miller says as he puts this applicant's information into the QVF,
that will immediately give me an alert that that person has already voted in this election.
But what about a would-be double registrant from out of state? For example, a person who owns property in Michigan, who has a bill from that property they can use for proof of address. It's harder to proof the system against that kind of fraud. And yet, our experts say, it's still very rare. Jake Rollo is a spokesman for the Michigan Department of State. He says voter fraud of any sort is just not an attractive crime, since one vote is not likely to sway an election. Yet if you're caught voting illegally, you can and likely will be charged with a felony. And Rollo adds, since voting leaves a paper trail, the crime is not hard to prove.
This is like robbing a bank, and maybe you wore a ski mask, right? But in the vault, you left a piece of paper that said, "I just robbed this bank. This is my name. This is my address. This is how you can find me."
Rollo adds, after an election, many private citizens, state agencies, and groups look over voter records, which are public, in search of fraud. As an extra measure, Michigan and 29 other states belong to the nonprofit Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC.
That group proactively sends around to state election agencies any voter that they believe may have voted twice.
Despite former President Trump's claims of fraud in Michigan's November 2020 election, Rollo says the state has found just 4 alleged cases of attempted illegal voting in all of last year, and 2 of those took place before the November election. As of last December, the Attorney General's office was also investigating a report of irregularities in voter registration forms submitted in Muskegon before the November election. But Rollo says the state has found no fraud of any kind resulting from same-day registrations. Rollo says registering voters on Election Day is a secure way to help as many people as possible to take part in the democratic process. He says about 30,000 citizens who cast a ballot on November 3rd registered that day. That's only about 1/2 of 1% of all the votes cast.
But still, that's 30,000 voters. That's 30,000 more people who, you know, made their voice heard in the election.
Our question asker, Rick Keenis, who wondered if same-day registration had led to any fraud, says he's confident the voting system is secure.
And I'm very proud of the folks that have taken a real effort in terms of making sure that our democracy is working.
Share your questions for Why's That at our website. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.